Bixby Superintendent Rob Miller actually called us to talk with KRMG reporter Ben Morgan, but luckily for me, Ben was already gone for the day, so I got a chance to pick Miller's brain. For starters, he told me all grade levels will return in person next Monday, but only for a week.
And then we'll be making a decision by the end of this week what will happen after that. And so we presented to the school board before the break three different options based on COVID conditions, cases, and trends. Either things are getting worse, things are kind of generally stabilizing, or things have gotten better.
Those plans also emphasize getting the primary grades back into the classrooms first.
We know that our younger kids in particular, we need to do everything we can to get them back in school and keep them in school. Our secondary age kids, particularly high school, they're a lot more adept at doing the one-to-one and working with their teachers online. So that's still a priority, but not as critical as those younger kids.
But of course, it isn't just about the kids.
We also are the number one employer in Bixby Public Schools and have over 800 employees who range in age from 18 to 72. So we've got a broad cross-section of our community that actually work in our school district. And so all of our decisions have to keep that in mind as well.
Including decisions on things like vaccinations. Side effects could sideline some people for a day or two, so.
We get all of our people vaccinated at once, and 10 to 20% of our staff have even mild side effects and need to stay home, then that impacts, again, our ability to have school. So there are a lot of questions still moving forward.
One thing is not in question. A lot of folks have gotten sick, and staffing is increasingly a challenge, not just in Bixby.
We've done okay up until November when the numbers really started to escalate. We had more and more teachers that were either isolated or quarantined. The challenge was is if you don't have enough subs, then you're calling on teachers to have to cover extra hours or during their plan period, and that really can wear down your teaching staff pretty quickly.
Regardless of which plan they put into action after next week, there will still be some major adjustments.
Our mask mandates will continue, and that's for all students and staff. Social distancing, we apply to the best of our ability, and that really is more important than our athletics and extracurriculars. There'll be very limited participation in for our fans at basketball games and wrestling matches and those sorts of things.
And Superintendent Miller tells me parents need to understand.
We still have to be prepared to move to and from distance learning as needed because the logistics of trying to keep our schools operational in the midst of a pandemic that is still going pretty strong are pretty difficult. And so we're going to just have to continue to be flexible and do the best we can.
He ended our conversation by thanking the teachers.
They've done some incredible work this year. We've asked them to jump higher and run faster, and they, in most regards, have done exactly that.
Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.